Get ready for Highly Caffeinated Marketing Perspective on the Java with Joe Show. Here's your host, Joe Chandler.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Java with Joe. We're here today on the Offbeat Business Media channel. And we're here today at our wonderful new digs at the Trade Group. We thank them for letting us record here today. And we have a wonderful show for you today. We have our guest here today from Abilene Christian University, the university here in Dallas, founded in Abilene back in 1906. It was a long time ago. And they have undergraduate and graduate schools. And our guests today are Chris Manning, who is the Community Partnership Executive. And our other special guest here is Edie Robinson with ACU. And welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for the opportunity to be here.
Yeah, this is great. I think you're going to have a lot to add today with it being everybody going back to school and growing their business. And, you know, we don't want to surrender our business. And one of the ways we can do that is continuing our education. One of the things I always ask is, what's your favorite cup of coffee?
My favorite cup of coffee is a vanilla latte.
Ooh, that's good.
Yes, very good.
More expensive at Starbucks, but yes. And if they want to be a sponsor, they're more than welcome to be. Just call us.
Mine's just a drip with vanilla and cream.
Really?
Pretty simple.
Nice. I like French vanilla, but I got a new one. It's Island Coconut.
Island Coconut.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah,
it's
good.
Give that a shot.
It's a Keurig. It's good.
Nice.
It's a limited edition. So I got to buy some extra.
Well, I better swing by Target before it sells out.
All right. So who wants to go first? Just tell us about you, a little bit about yourself and what you do with ACU.
Okay. Well, again, my name is Edie Robinson. I am one of the admissions managers at Abilene Christian University. I've been there for about 2 years. I started off as an admissions advisor, and I manage both the undergrad team as well as grad team for the School of Professional Studies.
Nice.
And I'm Chris Manning. I'm the Community Partnership Executive with ACU. My responsibility includes reaching out to and acquiring partnership agreements with companies and industries that are aligned with our degree programs. As well as managing the relationships that we have ongoing with a lot of the local school districts and community colleges, not just to help create more visibility around the brand, but also to create a more viable prospective student channel. You know, our average student age in the online modality is about 34, 35 years old, and our recruiting model has to be completely different than it is for high school students. So I lead a little bit of that charge.
Nice. Cool. So I personally took the 20-year plan to get my degrees. And I understand I changed degrees plans about 6 times. So before settling into marketing. So what, as businesses grow, mm-hmm. That's one of our things here is we got to help businesses grow and find little things that they can do to help. So what I want to get with y'all today is, how can businesses work with you guys to not only help their business, but things you can do in continuing education? And maybe we could start with a little bit more in depth about ACU and Abilene Christian University.
Sure. So I'm happy to speak to that. And it's something that I am pretty passionate about because it hits the line of work that I do. But before I speak to that, I want to note that the story that you just told about yourself is the story of millions of Americans, right? One of the wonderful things about education is there's no time limit on it. It is not a timed race. I think everybody takes a little bit different academic journey. And I think the goal is just getting to a point, number one, where you are secure in your education and it's contributing to your quality of life. But then also just keeping a mindset through it all that we're all lifelong learners, right? We all want to continue to better ourselves through education. And that kind of speaks to some of the work that we're doing in the corporate community space. So obviously the primary function of the university is educate people in degree-seeking programs. Mm-hmm. But increasingly, you find a lot of industries, particularly tech and telecommunications, that have moved away from this belief that that a degree program is your ticket to the game as an employee, right? A lot of industries have been moving more toward certificates and more toward training and just demonstrating that following training, you can do a specific function. And I think it's incumbent upon the four-year college and university systems to embrace that more. We have an $80 to $90 billion industry in training and development in the United States alone. And I think that represents a great opportunity for schools like ACU to continue to do the great work that they're doing on degree-seeking programs, but also to supplement that and to help their partners in industry by taking some of the core competencies out of those degree-seeking programs and just offering non-academic training.
Awesome.
I agree with that, and I think that it's important as well because you have some people who don't necessarily want to do a full degree program. They're
right.
just looking to build their knowledge and build their professional skills. So that's why we do have those people that Chris reach out to that need that. But then we also have some of the other people who are changing careers or they're in a profession where in order to move up, they need that specific degree. They need an MBA degree. So we have that option as well. But for the most part, people are really, especially in business, looking to gain more knowledge on how to run a business successfully or just to gain knowledge on how to be able to be a better manager, a better leader. So that's what our goal is, to make sure that those people are getting what they need and being able to reach whatever goal that they're trying to achieve.
And the way the world's changing, it's moving really fast.
Right.
Things change constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you need those extra education to give you that competitive advantage.
Exactly.
And what are some of the tips you can give for employees and business owners to go in and contact you guys to figure out where they fit within your system? Is there certain things they can do?
Yeah, they can reach us via our ACU website. They can call in. We do have specialized advisors that are able to advise students based on what their goals are, what their motivations are, to help them determine what's going to be the best fit for them and what's going to be the best program or certification, whatever it is that's going to meet that student's needs. They're available to walk through and actually have a real conversation and talk to those students about how we can help them as a university to achieve those things.
And you can also direct them in certain paths, correct?
Yes.
So, and help them narrow down their focus of what they should go get their degree in, or as you said, certification. And one, you know, we don't want our business owners to surrender their business.
Mm-hmm.
So these are one tips they can do. What are some of the classes you have that you can offer? Some of the degrees, those kind of things?
Some of the MBA programs that we have specifically have different concentrations or tracks that a student can concentrate in. For example, right now we have a marketing track, which mm-hmm. is similar to what you specialize in. We also have healthcare administration, international business, business analytics, and also operations and supply chain management. So we do have a variety of students that go for a specific track, or for just those students who are seeking business knowledge, they may do just a general MBA track.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have those specializations as well for those students who are seeking to move towards a particular direction.
What are some of the certifications that you've started up here recently? Is there some of them that you know right off the top of your head that you might have?
Yep. And Edie may be able to speak a little bit more to this, but we do have a certification in conflict management and resolution, which is the one that I speak to the most,
mm-hmm.
Simply because that, as much as anything, maybe our degrees in theology, are perfectly within our wheelhouse. We have some folks on staff that have been with the university for quite some time that have done some really important things in the mediation space. One of the folks that we work with on a daily basis helped to write the Texas Mediators Guidebook. So mm-hmm. actually helped to set the standards for mediation in the state of Texas. I joke often with folks saying that we wrote the book on it, but we quite literally wrote the book on it. Edie, what other certs do you feel are important to talk about today?
Well, those are the ones that we are offering currently. However, we do have other certifications that we're looking to introduce in the future, centered around IT, because that's definitely a growing field that we have mm-hmm. right now. So those are some of the things that we have coming in the future.
It's important also to note that we created a new brand within the university called Idea Lab. And that's being headed up by a person named Lorianne Shaw, who does excellent, excellent work
okay.
With her team on instructional design. And what we're trying to do is partner with some of the organizations with whom we have existing relationships and determine where their real needs areas are, and then build content for those organizations that they can deploy directly to their folks. And when you think of that type of training, you often think of larger businesses, mm-hmm. right? You think of the AT&Ts and the Ericssons of the world who can very easily make a capital investment, and you don't think about the small business owner. But I think that this message should probably resonate with that small business owner more than anyone else, and here's mm-hmm. why. We know that the success and failure, or the failure rate of startup businesses is extremely high. And I think one of the primary drivers behind that is people who are really good at cutting hair, they open up a beauty salon. People who are good at baking, they go sell cupcakes. The challenge is that drive and that talent mm-hmm. does not often translate in the ability to effectively run a business. Mm-hmm. So the marketing behind it, running a profit and loss, managing teams of people that you employ, that may not be as intuitive as baking a cake, right? So we want to help those people as well to figure out how they can run their businesses effectively and get to that desired end state of being a successful business owner and doing really well.
Okay, cool. So as we go, we're getting ready to go to a break here. We're going to listen to our sponsors here with Java with Joe. And go refill your cup of coffee. We got some great information with ACU today in our conversation. And listen to our sponsors, and we'll be back in a moment. Java with Joe.
What are people saying about your company? Today's consumer looks at reviews, making decisions to use your local family business for the first time based on what someone said about their last time. Today's word of mouth is an online review. eEndorsements.com automates it all, systematically asking your customers for reviews at just the right time, even posting on popular platforms, and, I love this, leave video testimonials. Amplify that word of mouth and convert more opportunities. Get started today at eEndorsements.com with two E's and no spaces. eEndorsements is proud to sponsor the Java with Joe show on OBBM with Real Business Solutions. eEndorsements.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, back to Java with Joe. Hope you got that cup of coffee refilled, warmed up, ready to go. We're here at the Trade Group, and this is our new digs. They're really cool. I really like them. I mean, this is lots of different things to look at. Eye candy, as you might say. So we have our nice guests here, Chris and Edie, and I welcome you again. And we were touching a little bit about small businesses and the new things you have for them. Let's keep going. Let's talk about more things that you have that can help the small business and little things they don't know. Because we were talking about the hairstylist that doesn't know how to run a business. The auto mechanic that has never touched it. The idea of touching QuickBooks gives them hives.
Frightening. Right?
Right.
So that speaks to a little bit smaller segment of the overall business of the university. Again, the primary focus of ACU is to deliver education, and most of that comes in the form of degree seeking programs. But I think it is incumbent upon ACU, and truthfully, a lot of the four-year colleges and universities to start stepping into the non-academic training and development space. And for that auto mechanic who has aspirations of opening their own business, or that person who makes really cute unicorn cupcakes,
right?
all of their friends and their family likely know how good and how talented they are. And they probably want to take that to a broader audience. Mm-hmm. Well, unfortunately, that drive and that motivation only gets you so far. You have to have the ability to understand who your target market is, how you effectively get your message to them, how to set pricing, how to manage teams. All of the elements of running a business that don't involve that cupcake and that don't involve that transmission. We want to reach those people as much as we want to reach the bigger businesses that we're currently working with. I think that the backbone of the American economy is a small business owner. So it's really important that we reach that group of folks.
And with our businesses here, a lot of the small businesses have families with them. And there's a little more baggage, at least to say, mm-hmm. a little more baggage when we work with family. Personally, I crossed that bridge a long time ago. I don't do it anymore. But working with family and your program seems to help people business owners understand how to manage that dichotomy of when business stops and family begins, or vice versa. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's pretty much the same. You just have to know where that line
stops. The boundaries. You got to set the boundaries.
You have to set the boundaries. And it's really using the same tools that you would use for any other business. It just makes it a little bit more difficult when you have family that you're dealing with. But our programs really focus in on allowing the student to learn how to just manage a business overall, and then have those leadership skills. Because even when you're dealing with family, you still have to, like we talked about, set boundaries. You still have to know about scheduling. You still have to know how to handle yourself in certain situations when there may be conflict within the team or even outside. So that's really one of the things that we focus on. And it's interesting because a lot of the people that we have who are interested in the MBA, we do have those ones who are seeking to get promoted or whatever the case may be. But a lot of those students that we have are people who are looking to start their own businesses. And like Chris kind of talked about, yeah, you do have that person that's a great hairstylist, that's a great baker, but have no idea how to manage that in order for them to be successful, for them to be able to market, for them to know what accounting mm-hmm. is. It's better to be knowledgeable versus focusing on other things or having someone else that you're depending on to handle those things and you have no idea what's going on.
Well, it's good to be knowledgeable mm-hmm. just so that when you have somebody else doing it, you still know what's going
right,
on.
Exactly.
Because you don't want to rely on somebody that could siphon off the books. Mm-hmm. You need to be able to read the books.
Right.
And yeah. find those things.
Absolutely. Right.
And running a business is not a piece of cake. But you got to know these tips and these different things you can do mm-hmm. so you don't let your business go. I mean, half of small businesses fail.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's the reason why a lot of them fail, because they don't have the knowledge and the tools necessary that they need in right. order to be successful.
Correct. So if I came to you as a business owner, mm-hmm. what would be the first class you think I should go take? And since I'm not going to get a degree.
Well... the first class in our MBA program is, it's a leadership class.
Well, there you go.
That's where it starts off. You have to know how to be a good leader in any situation that you're in, whether it's your own business or you're working for another corporation.
And
leadership is everything. And it's not always necessarily you being in management. You may be on a team to where you need to be a great leader. So that's why we have that first basic class that the majority of our students start with. And I'm actually a student at ACU in the MBA program. So I was one of those people like you who changed their degree program like 5 or 6 times and then finally realized like, okay, business is where I need to be. Nursing and all of these other things that I've explored, not for me.
Right. I mean, I went from computer programming to psychology within 6 months. And then decide I don't want either one of those.
Right.
I get it. I took a winding path too. I started political science and ended up with 3 degrees in business. It's again, the beauty of education is there's no clear-cut path. Mm-hmm. There doesn't have to be anyway, and there's no time limit. I mean, do it at the rate that's right for you, but do it. Whether that's a degree program or whether that's training and development, consistently over time, I think one of the most solid investments that you can make is the investment in yourself. And if you're going to take, you know, I've heard the saying, I think we've all heard it, that business owners, and I am a former small business owner, right? And I'll use we instead of business owners. We would gladly work 80 hours to not have to punch a clock for 40.
Yes.
Right? If you're going to make that investment of your own time and all the resources you pump into that and all of the capital that you invest and the time away from home, be sure that you're equipping yourself with the proper skills mm-hmm. to give you the highest potential for success. I would prefer that it be at ACU, but just go get that education somewhere.
And the options are amazing.
The
you
options
guys have
are amazing.
Classroom instruction. And then you have online. Me personally, correct. I've done both.
Mm-hmm.
I finished my degree online because I got tired of the classroom situation. I like having the dedication of the online, because it's you that's actually, you're pushing, you're not, it's again, not the clock.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But then you don't have to deal with those questions if people just read the book.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
The beautiful thing about the online modality is certainly the convenience of it, right? And whereas 30 years ago, there were universities and there were businesses and there was a general consensus in the public that maybe this isn't a good thing. Maybe we shouldn't try to educate people virtually or online. But now most colleges and universities at least offer courses, if not entire degree programs. Dallas County Community College District, about 50% of their student population takes at least one online course right now. That is a massive number. And the trend is continuing to move in that direction. And it was, I think, a wise decision on behalf of ACU to begin offering online programs, but equally important that we just maintain our strong focus on who we are as a Christian university, but also maintaining a very high mm-hmm. academic standard. And another, just a quick note on the MBA program specifically. So we have professional accreditation in that program through AACSB, which is the American Association of Colleges and Schools of Business. Only a small percentage of all MBA programs in the United States qualify for that designation. Mm-hmm. It is an elite 5%.
Wow.
It's an elite designation. Anyone who has concerns about an online modality to be able to offer that high level of education, the online modality speaks to it. And if you compare that to other schools with that designation, we are, in terms of the dollar, like the value of the dollar that you spend, it is exceedingly high. The cost of our education is much lower than a lot of our competitors in this space.
And a funny story about online. My neighbor is taking online nursing. Mm-hmm. He got his lab in, and he had to actually dissect pig heart on his kitchen table.
Oh, wow.
And his kids were like, ah! His wife's going, my house! But it was a funny little story. Doing
my four-year-old would have stuck her finger in it.
Right, and I think, too, now, I mean, the traditional student isn't the traditional student anymore. You have people who have families, and they're working, yeah. and they have all of these things going on, so they can't necessarily commute to a physical campus, which is why we introduce online, because of the flexibility and convenience of it.
And online's great, except you got to learn to really write.
Yeah.
You write a lot online.
Yes, and you have to have very good time management skills, because it's easy to get off focus.
I think that's an important element of it, though, particularly for small business owners. You have to, in that 80 hours that I mentioned a while ago, you have a lot of stuff you have to get done. Mm-hmm. And you have to be aware of every minute of your day. Otherwise, yes. your day won't end. And being in an environment where you're having to project manage your life also helps to prepare you for some of the challenges that you face as a small business or someone who's working a corporate job doing any of a number of things. There's value in not just the content, but the learning process itself.
Well, this has been a great conversation, and I want to find out what's the best way to get in touch with you guys, to attend ACU, to talk to you personally, or talk to the school, and how they can get a certification or get started on a degree.
Well, one of the ways is to reach us via our website, which is acu.edu.
That's simple.
Yeah, or I can be reached at my email address. It's Chris, chris.manning@acu.edu.
And mine is edyd, as in David, ie.robinson@acu.edu.
And the school's on all the social media.
Yes.
So easy to find, Abilene Christian University.
Very easy to find us.
Well, I appreciate both of you coming today. This has been a great conversation. I think our audience can take a lot of information from this. And I look forward to talking to you guys again. And ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for listening to our show today here on Java with Joe. Aaron today from the Trade Show Group. And here on the Offbeat Business Media channel, make sure you go get the Offbeat Business Media app to stay up to date with all the new episodes. Java with Joe.
You've been listening to Java with Joe, highly caffeinated marketing perspective with host Joe Chandler. To be a guest or advertise your business on Java with Joe, contact 972-754-8994. Java with Joe is produced by Offbeat Business Media for the OBBM Network and affiliates and is available at offbeatbusinessmedia.com. Listen to Java with Joe each Thursday on the 9s on OBBM Radio and OBBM Network Podcast. Also available on Google Play, iTunes, and your Offbeat Business app. Contact 972-754-8994 for guest and sponsor information today.
Wouldn't it be great to skip mistakes that cost you time, frustration, and not throw money away? My name is Donna Merrill, founder of Business Untangled and the creator of the Making Life Less Taxing program. I find over 75% of business owners are making basic mistakes that cost them thousands and even tens of thousands of dollars every year, and they don't even realize it. With the Making Life Less Taxing program, you can avoid many of those initial mistakes business owners typically make. I'm excited to share the Making Life Less Taxing program so you can learn everything you absolutely need to know to make your business run smoother and life less taxing, giving you less stress and leaving more money in your pocket. Go now to businessuntangled.com or call us at 469-458-0447 to grab your spot in the Making Life Less Taxing program. There are only 50 of these coveted spots available and they are going quickly. So go now to businessuntangled.com and you can start enjoying the benefits of a profitable business today.
You do your best to communicate how your company solves a specific problem, right? But it's easy to overlook the way your company sounds and the impression that leaves. I'm Melanie Murphy, a professional voice actor, and I'm ready to help your message stand out through a radio ad, a video on your website, or phone messaging for your company. Contact me today at melaniemurphyvo.com to discuss your voiceover needs. That's melaniemurphyvo.com. Mention this ad for an Offbeat Business Show discount.